Hey humans, how's it going? Susan Ruth here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Hey Human Podcast. This is episode 401, and my guest is Tom Palladino. Tom began researching something called scalar light during his undergraduate years after developing a deep admiration for Nikola Tesla, who began this kind of research back in his time. Well, beginning in 1993, Tom was able to study Tesla's research notes as well as operate the scalar light instruments developed by another scalar light expert, Galen Hieronymus. Tom created his own device, which he uses in his practice and works with that machine to harness what he calls the, quote, divine energy of the stars, unquote. As far as he knows, he's the only one in the world who is doing this research now, and he works with people from all over the world. It was a fascinating conversation. I'm a big fan of Tesla, and Tom is certainly one of the foremost researchers of Tesla's work and has dug deeply into Hieronymus's work as well. It's just so, all this stuff is interesting. I'm always looking for new ideas, especially in the realm of physics. He calls this the new physics. And I think you'll find this interesting, whatever your belief system is. I mean, I would say this incorporates one dash woo-woo and one dash physics and one dash and one dash astronomy. Mix it all together. And human kindness and human healing. It's quite the cocktail. Anyway, interesting conversation. Check out heyhumanpodcast.com for links and to learn more about my guests and the show. Check out susanruth.com to learn more about me and my other artistic endeavors. Please follow Susan Ruthism and Hey Human Podcast on social media. Find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever you get your music. And rate, review, and subscribe to Hey Human Podcast on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, all the podcasty places. I'm pretty sure it's almost everywhere at this point. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with other people and for being a part of Hey Human. I really appreciate it. Be well, be kind, be love, pray for peace. Here we go. Tom Palladino, welcome to Hey Human.
And thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to have you here. I read a bit about you and I'm excited to have this conversation because it's, I think a lot of people will be like, well, that's real weird, but it makes sense to me and I'm sure it makes a lot of sense to you. But before we get into what it is you do now, let's talk about you growing up. What shaped you in the direction to where you are now?
What shaped me was a desire for the truth. What shaped me, I read about the great scientist Nikola Tesla, the inventor, and I said what he has achieved is unparalleled. And I wanted to follow his work, and now I'm doing that. And it was Tesla who really gave me the initial course of action.
Well, that was something you were drawn to as a boy?
Yes, as a youngster. As a teenager, I was reading about Tesla. So I was the exception. I wasn't necessarily interested in other types of games. I love science from an early age.
Did you have a science family or was this something that made you an outlier?
I guess I was an outlier because my parents, although they were intrigued with my interest in reading, they did not quite grasp Nikola Tesla at that time. So,
was it the inventions that drew you to Tesla or just the way his mind worked, almost alien in how he saw the world around him?
I know. He had flashes of light. He described it himself, flashes of light in which he could see an invention or he could understand a concept. So Tesla many times did not study. This was not deduction. This was infused knowledge. And when I learned that, I said, well, only God can do that. So God had given him this gift of infused knowledge. And once I had a firm understanding of that, I said, well, how can you be wrong? If God has given you infused knowledge, it's flawless. It's mistake-proof. I wanted to be able to tackle this new and emerging physics. So you have to have a well-rounded education, a broad understanding of all sciences, if you will, or earth sciences, biological, I would say at the age of 35, I won at it alone. That is after so many years at the collegiate level, I decided upon a course of independent study. And you have to do that because all of this is groundbreaking. At that time, which was back in the 90s, very little was understood about Tesla and his work, what he was trying to achieve. So I really kept it to myself. I really didn't share this with many people.
So something that maybe people don't know about Tesla is that he was trying to develop energy source that would be free to all mankind.
Yes.
And his ideas were basically taken. And then people, of course, decided, hey, we can make a lot of money from that, which probably broke his heart.
And Tesla once said, I don't mind if people have stolen my ideas. He said, what I really mind is they don't have any original ideas themselves. And that's true. You know, he was a genius. He's the leader, and we're just following him.
Absolutely. Let's get into what it is you do and your work. Explain what scalar energy is.
Scalar light. What is that? It's the light of the stars. This is the initial energy, the initial light of the stars. This gives expression to the universe. It is not electricity. Now, why is that so important? This is the fundament. This is the driving force of everything. All energy originates from the stars. So if you want to go back to the inception of the universe, the creation of the universe, you have to look at light. It is light that is the creative force. Light is fundamental. Nothing else is fundamental. So you look at light, and what type of light? Starlight. In specific, scalar light, which is at the center of a star. That is the, if you will, birth of the universe. That is the, if you will, animating force of everything.
Like our sun.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I wrote this note down. It encompasses temperature, energy, speed, angle, distance, area, volume, frequency, time, electric charge, electric resistance, electric capacity, electric inductivity,
yes,
voltage, current in a circuit or its branch, mass, density, pressure, efficiency, friction, coefficient, stiffness of a spring. That's a big pile of things.
You're right. And what you just described were the effect and the cause of all of that is light, is energy. That's why this is so important. I believe my research is pivotal to the understanding of this cause of the universe. Now, if I can extrapolate, hopefully in the next 10 to 20 years, we will better understand this cause of phenomenon. And once we do, we're going to be in the driver's seat of creation.
I read something recently that said that the electromagnetic field that your heart transmits is actually extending out of your body by several feet.
Yes.
And I thought that was fascinating. You know, there's the idea of, oh, you can feel a person within first glance.
Yes.
And perhaps we're feeling people's energy before anything else at all.
Yes. You're absolutely right. That's the energy field that I work with. So before we get into this, I do not work with people. I work with energy fields, a force field. Some people might call that the aura. Depends on your philosophical beliefs. I work with energy fields. It's not a biological process. It's an energetic process.
All right. Then I have to ask you, because I'm one of those people that drain batteries and get sparked and shocked on everything. What does that mean? Does that mean that my polarities are off?
Well, sometimes I'm like that, like myself. In other words, I've worked so closely with electrical instruments. Sometimes I could drain a battery. Sometimes I had such an influence on my phone would have a buzzing, a hissing sound. Well, that's in the electromagnetic realm. And to be clear, I do not work with electromagnetic energy, but that does say that you have a peculiar force field. Let's just call it a force field. What I'm referring to is a scalar energy force field. It's benign. And there is no electrical impulse. You cannot measure it. There's no wattage to scalar energy. It's non-physical intelligence.
So it doesn't have protons in it? It doesn't have...
Correct. Correct. It's essence. It's intelligence. There's not one electron in scalar energy. And I'll prove that by this theory. Many people in Tesla believe that this was superluminal or that this could far exceed the speed of light, almost instantaneous communication. Well, how can an electron or a proton that has mass experience instantaneous velocity? Cannot. Not according to Newtonian physics. To my understanding, scalar energy is massless. It's non-physical. It's consciousness. It's thought. We're working with the thought of the universe, the logos of the universe. There's a gigantic difference between non-physical logos and physicality.
Would this create an explanation? Is this realm an explanation for what some might call metaphysical ability, or being able to see future or past, or know when who is on the phone before it rings, things like that?
Exactly. This is the scalar light is the fundament, is the animating force of clairvoyance, telepathic communication. Some people are able to bilocate. You can be in two places at once. Why? Because it's your glorified body, or it's your aura. You can be in two places at once. Physically, you can be in one set location, but your aura, your spirit, can travel throughout the universe, transcending time and space. Many people say that their aura or their bilocated version can pass through a wall. It can. How's that possible? It's non-physical. So the non-physical aura can walk through a wall. Well, can electrons and protons easily do that? No. No, there's some type of impediment. So this is what we're looking at, the non-physical dimension of scalar energy that can explain so many phenomena. It's the plasma state. The plasma state has no mass.
I'm trying to grok all this. So to that end, then thought is enough for an energetic. This is the key element of manifestation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's intention. It's manifestation. So many times you've heard so many people, the admonition, think well, have positive thoughts. Those are scalar energy thoughts. Now, to prove that, a thought transcends time and space. A thought can traverse the universe. What is the model that fits a thought? It's a universe. It's a scalar energy universe that transcends time and space, in which there can be no impediment. In order to have a thought or creativity, you have to have a universe or some type of model, some type of paradigm that supports a thought. What supports a thought? A scalar energy paradigm.
This is really interesting. All right. So can this sort of energy then, especially reading what I had read a minute ago about all the different types of energy that it encompasses, that means that potentially you could light a house up, you could light a train, you could light your car up, you could utilize that to boost energetic systems around the world with very little effort.
Exactly. Exactly. This is what Tesla had achieved. In 1899, Tesla was able to take light bulbs and plant them in the ground close to his scalar energy tower. And the light bulbs would illuminate without any wires. Tesla was able to drive a car with scalar energy. He took out the combustion engine. He took out the gas engine by, if you will, maneuvering the car with sun energy, star energy. So that all tells me that he was on the road to free energy. That will change our social order.
I mean, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I imagine that would put a mark on you to to shut the hell up.
Yeah, well, I think eventually those in power are going to realize what I've discovered, that these indeed are free energy instruments, and these instruments can change the social order. Yes.
But that will take a lot of money out of people's hands. I think that they would not be so keen on that.
It will be a political firestorm. I predict that.
Does this work that you do affect your physical body? And I mean that personally, not, we can talk outside of just you personally, but has it affected your personal body?
Yes, it has. I'm 64 years of age and I feel very young. I don't have any pains. I don't have any medical conditions. Why? I impart scalar energy, perfect instructions upon my soul, mind, and body. It's instructions, it's intelligence that gives me, provides healthful milieu. My soul, mind, and body are healthy.
Is that something that you do by being around the machine, or is that something you do that you're able to harness it outside of the machine at this point?
Both, but principally through the machine. I'm like everybody else. I'm subject to the deleterious effects of our environment. My scalar energy instrument allows me to achieve superior health.
Well, you look quite young.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk about this in regards to healing people. Let's just throw out trauma in trauma situations, or maybe even in physical manifestations, yeah. You know, achy back or whatever. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Let's use that term, achy back. I'm rather tall. I'm about 6'5", and I've always had a problem with my lower back. Recently, I started a new program with what I call corrective intelligence, a scalar light program with corrective intelligence. I no longer have a back pain. None. My mobility has increased. Why? Because I'm downloading corrective intelligence into me. It's not a chemical. It's always non-physical intelligence. And that has corrected the alignment of my spine. That intelligence has reduced my inflammation. So I feel better because of this corrective intelligence.
How does it know what to do?
It's divine. The energy's from God. There are sometimes I can direct this energy, and I'll get into that later. But with this new corrective intelligence program, I've engineered something different on the instrument. And in so doing, I can access what I call all-encompassing health. And in so doing, I'm having great results.
What about atheists? Are they able to harness it if they don't believe in God?
Oh, sure. You have to, because if we didn't have the energy of the sun and the stars, we would cease to exist. So whether people believe in God or not, the fact that you think is proof that you are operating within that dimension of thought, within that dimension of scalar light. The only thing that can explain thought or creativity or intention is some type of force, scalar force.
Does it transmutate, or does it always maintain a power that is the same throughout time?
All of the above, very good. Scalar energy is the cause of transmutation. When one element can change into another, you don't do that with fire and heat. You simply rearrange the atoms. You rearrange the electrons. And that's what I've seen with scalar energy. You can actually create an element. For instance, you can take hydrogen and oxygen, two gases, and create water, H2O. It's all transmutation. It's how you instruct the gases. If hydrogen and oxygen form, you have water.
I think a lot about, that's just my brain, I think a lot about the fact that everything around us is not actually solid. It's just vibrating at such a state that it appears solid to us.
Yes.
And that blows my mind almost on a daily basis.
You're absolutely right. And what we see in this is of the physical universe, as you realize, is only 0.001% of the universe. The other part, the remaining part of the universe, is space, non-physical reality.
Which science is scratching their heads at constantly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The opposite of what they know.
Yes, exactly.
Which is massive. It's sort of like neuroscience. They understand the brain only so far, but it's a universe unto itself. When you work with people with this energy, is I think I'm getting the gist that that's what you do, is that you...
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
To be very clear, I'm not involved in the medical profession. This is a new branch of physics and has nothing to do with physical reality. So I work with people around the world through their force field on a photograph. My photograph has energy. I access the energy, the force field of a photograph. My soul, mind, and body are on a photograph. I can improve my quantum health of soul, mind, and body on my photograph. My photograph is the bilocated version of me. I never work with Tom in the flesh. I work with my bilocated quantum version, my double, my copy, my quantum twin, which is a photograph.
Why?
Because it's much easier. Because I'm not at the chemical level in which I would work with a person. I'm at the auric level, I'm at the etheric level, which is a light source. I don't work with the biological source. I work with the light source. I much prefer to work with the light source because then at light, you're at the fundament. You're at the principle of creation. You're not at the effect.
This reminds me of indigenous people, the old wives' tale that they'd never liked their photographs taken because they thought it would steal their soul.
Yes. And they're right, because my soul, my mind, my body energetically is on that photograph. And by the way, as my mood changes, the mood of my photograph changes. So whatever my disposition, as it changes, as my heartbeat changes, the photograph changes with my physical body.
A singular photograph or an additional photograph of you?
Any photograph.
It's very Dorian Gray.
Yeah. All photographs are always in the quantum present moment. You cannot explain this principle by way of Newtonian physics. A photograph might be 10 years old, but it reports my immediate constitution. In the quantum realm, everything is in the immediate now. There is no past or future.
And you're holding up, just for the audience, you're holding up a picture of yourself, but what about digital imagery?
Very good. It has to be a printed photograph. It has to be some exact representation of a person. So people email me photographs and that will work, but you can't use like a flash drive. You actually have to print the photograph on a piece of paper. It has to be my energetic copy, which is a piece of paper.
If none of this has a limitation of time and space, then could one use photos of themselves as younger people and then heal traumas from childhood or even of other people, of generational trauma, by saying, this is a picture of my grandma and she's dead, but can you use it that way?
Yeah, the age of the photograph doesn't matter. Scalar energy will go back in time and heal trauma. Many people say, I have what's called a chakra balancing or a brain balancing, in which when we submit this energy to the photograph, it will change their disposition. It will remove a phobia, or it will, say, cure them of an addiction. Now, all of my terms, everything that I say references how the photograph responds. I can judge how a photograph responds in my laboratory. I cannot judge how people respond. So when I'm speaking to your audience right now, or at any time, it's always in the quantum realm. I never speak in biological terms because I don't work with people.
What happens then to, as you're working in it, let's say you're pulling out trauma, pulling out quote unquote negative energy, where does that go?
Yeah, I believe it's negated. I believe that with this divine energy, you do have a good and a bad. That is perhaps a polarity, but I believe this energy is divine, and I believe it can offset or negate what's wrong, what's evil, what's harmful.
Do you need permission? So, for example, let's say you lived in Nazi Germany. If you had a photograph of Adolf Hitler, could you sit with Adolf's picture and try and just make him a better person? Or how does that work?
Yes, I could. But, you know, with my website, our standing policy, even when we have a free session, we tell people, use your judgment for your children. You're the guardian of your children. But if anybody's of age, get their permission.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's an interesting thought, though.
Yes, it is. For instance, today, I've been doing this for quite some time, and I work with Christian missionaries around the world. Today, in my laboratory, I work with 500,000 photographs. Because many times you can put an entire village or, say, a group of people on a collage. And over the years, I've amassed so many photographs. Today, I work with at least 500,000 photographs.
How do you find the time?
I treat them all at once. See, with scalar energy, this energy is, if you will, it's always non-local. So it doesn't matter how many photographs you have. There is no impediment with time and space.
So your intention doesn't matter. It's the intention of the energy itself. As you said, it's a sentient being almost.
It is the divine mind of God, but I have to participate. So I always pray when I'm treating people. The instrument picks up my emotions, by the way.
What was your aha moment to discover this work? Because were you a little kid and you realized you had this in you, or is this something that came later?
I think I was given the gift of mysticism at age 11. And I simply understand this. You don't have to explain this twice to me. It's innate. It's infused wisdom that I have. So I could pick this up rather quickly. This is metaphysics. It's not taught it by academia, but this is the new and emerging physics that eventually will be taught.
The sun is massive amounts of radiation. Is there no radiation in this work for you?
That's correct, because it's non-physical. There's a great deal of radiation from the electromagnetic spectrum. To be clear, when scalar energy is created or maintained at the very center of a star, it's always scalar energy, scalar light. It's harmless. When that energy leaves a star, it degrades into electricity and magnetism. So the problem we have with energy generation is we have to go back to the star, the center of a star, that's pure energy, that's plasma. After that energy breaks down, that's where you have your radioactivity.
Tell me about the machine.
My predecessor, a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus, developed this instrument. In many ways, I've copied Galen Hieronymus. I was able to meet his family, not him, but his wife. And the family opened up the laboratory to me. And I was able to, if you will, have a head start with this type of instrumentation. Over the years, the past 30 years, I've perfected my technique with these instruments. I work with a number of fabricators and engineers. So this is, if you will, at least going back 100 years of engineering. Now, the baton has been passed to me, and I continue on with the work.
Have you trained someone to take your place one day?
No, nobody stepped forward. Nobody wants to spend their life at this.
Does that mean it dies with you?
It might. Somebody better step forward. It takes a great deal of work. It's a scientific pursuit. And unless you're willing to spend quality time with this, you're not going to make any advances.
Have you reached out to any of the universities that work in these realms? Because there are some.
I have, but nobody's interested. My work is shunned.
Why?
I don't know. I'm going to go back to our earlier statements because it's a threat to the economic order.
Where do you see this going for you?
Eventually, we're going to start working with the millions of people on a regular basis. And those millions of people will speak up and they will demand that this comes to the attention of the world. It's grassroots. So where do I think this is going over the next 2-3 years? It will be a grassroots effort. People will demand that this be utilized in their home and in their schools or offices. It has to start at that ground floor level.
How does this work affect you in your daily relationships? Do people get you? Do they understand you? Do they shun you?
Most people get me because they realize I'm working with the laws of science, that these instruments are scientifically engineered and I am obeying the laws of science. Now, they might not understand my work, that's okay. But they realize that this is grounded in science. Science, the laws of science are immutable. So it's not my passing fancy. The laws of science cannot be altered. Okay, my opinion can alter, but you can't alter the laws of science.
What do people come to you for then? What sort of ailments? Is it mental and physical? Is it just a state of well-being? Everything.
Everything. So, for instance, some people say, Tom, I have a problem with herpes. And this is the way I would approach herpes infection. I would take a photograph of the herpes virus and place it in the instrument next to the person's photograph. Now, keep in mind, it's always intelligence. It's non-physical information. The non-physical information of herpes could be identified in the photograph of the person. And if the person had the force field, the energy field of herpes, the instrument would not only find the signature of herpes, but negate it. So through a photograph of a microbe, you can find the microbe in a person and negate it in an intellectual sense, in the sense of intelligence, not in a chemical sense.
Would that work with cancer cells?
That's something I'm trying right now. I'm trying a new process. Pray for me that this new method works.
Have you seen some good results?
I've only been at it for a week, so I'll let you know in six. I'll let you know in 6 months.
Okay. And how quickly do people feel the results of your work?
Within a day, people tell me that they have a deep sleep, that they have vivid dreams, or that they have a surge of energy. Now, all of that obviously is through their photographic dimension through their force field on their photograph. Can I explain that? Yes. Scalar energy will rebalance their brain waves, their seven chakras, to the point that people feel this sense of elation, or people now can finally dream. We've opened up their chakras. They're able to dream. Their imagination is peaked. So that's, if you will, that's some of the early signs.
Do you work within the realms of autism, ADHD, focus, things like that?
I'm trying to. That's another frontier. That's another objective. If I can reprogram what I call the pattern body, the intelligence of soul, mind, and body, and we can have corrective intelligence reprogram soul, mind, and body, we could perhaps reverse some of those conditions.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's all very fascinating.
Yes, it is.
I am intrigued.
Thank you so much. If you go to our website, you'll read thousands of testimonies, and that is the beginning body of evidence. And what I'm trying to make very clear, nobody's ever duplicated my work. I'm at the forefront. Nobody has this instrument. Nobody has my technique. Everything I'm doing is unique. So I do not have any peers. The only way I can prove my work is through testimonies. And that's going to be long-standing, because nobody knows how to measure this energy. If you cannot measure scalar light, which is intention, how can you prove this according to rigorous scientific protocol?
Well, the military has done work with remote viewing and things like that. I feel like they would be interested.
Yes, they would, but I don't think the military is where I want to go.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But it reminds me of some of that work. I mean, that's well documented by the CIA.
You're right. What is remote viewing? What is any type of telepathic communication or prophecy? You're entering into the scalar light realm, the quantum realm, the realm of plasma, that you can transcend time and space. If this is the Akashic record, if this is the mind of God, then you can access the Akashic record, the mind of God, through the scalar light realm. You do not access telepathically through electricity. That's limited. Unlimited communication is telepathically by way of this fundament, scalar energy.
It's really interesting. Tell people how they might find you, and if they want to try this out, and how that processes works.
You're going to visit the website, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free session. Now, if you do take me up on it, it's free. You're going to email me, just a bus shot. Then the age of the photograph doesn't matter, as we've mentioned. You can send your family photographs with their permission. And we will then, 1 hour a day, balance your brain waves and your chakras, 1 hour a day. The second hour, we will identify microbes and toxins and negate those microbes and toxins. And then the final 22 hours a day, I have what's called a nutrient program, in which I can take vitamins and minerals that are imparted upon a photograph and download that intelligence into your quantum field. So the remaining 22 hours a day, I work with this nutrient program. I deliver nutrients by light. It's not a chemical process. And people energetically assume that light of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants.
Then ideally, you could even work with people with Crohn's disease or celiac disease or MS, any of those things.
That's right. That's right. We've had good success with people across the board. Why? Light transcends everything. Scalar light transcends time and space. Scalar light should be the corrective intelligence for any problem, including some types of diseases and maladies.
When you say we, do you mean you and the person who's having the work done?
Yes, correct. Correct. I'm the only operator.
Yeah. That's correct. I figured you meant it in a communion sense. I just wanted to double check. Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, Tom, this is interesting. I'm guessing that there are people out there that just think this guy's bonkers, you know, but to be fair, some of the greatest minds that have ever existed, Einstein, Tesla, knew this on a level and I think tried to explain it, but most of us just scratch our heads. It's a lot to take on.
It is. It is, because it's not Newtonian physics. It has nothing to do with the physics you were taught in school. It's a new branch of physics. It's the difference between an apple and an orange.
You're a theoretical physicist.
That's right. That's what I am. And it's all non-physical reality that I'm working with, which makes it even more difficult, because it's intelligence that commands the physical universe, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you so much luck. I might actually take you up because I'm curious.
Okay, please do so. And again, the website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R. Share it with family and friends. Anybody in the world can register for 15 days. I do that because I want to prove to people that this works. I'm all about proving my work. I'm all about performance.
What about people who worry that you're somehow stealing their energy? Because there's going to be people out there that think that, of course. And that's a valid point for people that think about things like this.
Yeah, that's a valid point. I believe, as my Christian conduct would have it, that I'm only out there for the good of people. I would not have spent my career working with this and enjoying God's benefit if I was nefarious minded.
That's a fair answer. Tom, I will.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'll put links on heyhumanpodcast.com for people to find you and more information about this in general. I appreciate your time. It's really interesting, really interesting work.
Now, thank you for being open to that.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's important to note that, just for the listeners and for myself, for anyone, there are things out there that we don't know about or that we don't understand, but that doesn't mean that they're not there, and it doesn't mean that there won't be an understanding someday.
Yes, correct. We barely know anything about science. Science is infinite. We've barely scratched the surface.
That's right. And it changes, which is also interesting.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Okay. God bless. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye. Rate, review, and subscribe to Hey Human Podcast on iTunes and all the podcast places. Thanks for listening. Bye.